Before you spoke, there was darkness. Without you, there is not, no life, no joy, no light. Yet into that darkness, you spoke and there was. First light, then everything. And in your light, life and joy. But we chose something else. We chose to turn from you, to cling to the shadows. And life in the dark is difficult. Life in the dark is hard. Life in the dark is not what you desire. So you came, not just speaking into the darkness, but walking. The light of the world stepped down into the darkness we have created. The light shone, but we did not recognize it. And darkness schemed, darkness conspired to extinguish the light so that death might reign. In darkness you hung. Creation in mourning for its creator, the weight of our rejection on your shoulders. In darkness you hung. And silence. For 3 hours, darkness filled the air. And when you spoke, it was not calling out the light. When you spoke, it was despair at what darkness had brought. But despair is not the end. Darkness does not have the final word. Even then, the light returned. At the very sound of your voice, death and darkness fled, and life and light came forth. The shadows receded, and your glory shone. We had chosen death, but you were bringing life. We rejected, but you reconciled. You who knew no sin became sin, so that we could be the righteousness of God. We still know darkness around us and in us. Speak again, O Lord. Make it flee wherever it is found. Amen.